What the average Texas electric bill actually looks like. The average Texas household pays between $130 and $160 per month for electricity, according to U.S. Energy Information Administration data. That figure covers all home sizes and all seasons statewide. A two-bedroom apartment in Austin pays far less than a 2,500-square-foot house in Houston in August. Understanding where a bill falls and why it falls there is the first step toward deciding whether a plan change is worth the effort. The two numbers that drive every bill. Every electric bill is a multiplication problem. Kilowatt hours consumed, multiplied by the price per kilowatt hour charged under the current plan. Usage is shaped by square footage, insulation quality, HVAC efficiency, home age, and the number of occupants. In Texas, the dominant variable is summer cooling. ERCOT consumption data shows residential demand peaks in July and August, when air conditioning accounts for 60 to 70% of a typical home's total electricity use. Price is the rate negotiated in the electricity contract. In Texas's deregulated market, which covers roughly 85% of the state served by the ERCOT grid, residential customers choose their own retail electric provider, REP. As of early 2026, competitive 12-month fixed-rate plans in the Dallas and Houston service areas are listed between 11.5 and 14.5 cents per kilowatt-hour on the PUCT's Power to Choose database. Customers served by El Paso Electric or border co-ops fall outside the deregulated market and have no plan choice. Average monthly bill by home size. The estimates below are based on EIA residential consumption data for the South Central region and assume a mid-range competitive rate of 12.5 cents per kilowatt hour, representative of available fixed plans in early 2026. Home size, est monthly usage, est monthly bill. Est monthly bill. Studio or 1BR apartment, 600 square feet, 650 to 800 kilowatt hours, $81, $100. 2BR apartment, 900 square feet, 900 to 1100 kilowatt hours, 113 to 138. Small house, 1200 square feet, 1050 to 1300 kilowatt hours, 131 to 163. Midsize house, 1500 square feet, 1200 to 1500 kilowatt hours, 150 to 188. Standard house, 2000 square feet, 1500 to 1900 kilowatt hours, 188 to 238. Large house, 2500 square feet, 1900 to 2400 kilowatt hours, $238 to $300. These are estimates, not guarantees. A two-bedroom apartment in a newer building with modern insulation and a high-efficiency split system will land at the low end of its range. The same square footage in a 1970s complex with window units and no attic insulation will land at or above the high end. Building age and envelope quality matter as much as square footage. Why summer bills run so much higher? Summer electricity bills in Texas are expected to be higher, but the size of the swing surprises many households. The EIA reports that Texas residential customers consume roughly 40 to 50% more electricity in July than in January. A household paying $110 in December can reasonably expect to pay $180 to $210 in August on the exact same plan, with no rate change at all. The primary driver is cooling load. Central air conditioning systems in Texas cycle substantially more hours per day than in any other part of the continental United States. ERCOT peak capacity data shows that summer demand events can push grid load to nearly double the off-season baseline. This seasonal swing has a direct implication for plan shopping. The electricity facts label, EFL, that PUCT requires every plan to publish shows effective rates at 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt hours usage levels. The spread between those numbers reveals how per kilowatt hours cost changes as consumption rises. Some plans include flat monthly base charges that inflate the effective rate during low use months. Others include free nights or free weekends credits that reduce effective costs for households willing to shift discretionary loads to off-peak hours. How a Texas bill compares to state and national averages. The EIA's Electric Power Monthly, Table 5.4, puts Texas' average monthly residential consumption at approximately 1,160 kilowatt-hours and average monthly expenditure at roughly $145. That places Texas among the highest consumption states nationally, a result of the climate and the prevalence of all-electric homes. Many Texas households use neither natural gas for heat nor for cooking, so electricity carries the full load. If a bill is running well above the range for the home's square footage, the most common explanations are an HVAC system with a SEER rating below 14, consuming more electricity per degree of cooling than a current generation unit. Air duct leaks, which the U.S. Department of Energy estimates can account for 20 to 30% of wasted conditioned air in a typical home. An electric resistance water heater running continuously without a timer or schedule. A fixed or variable rate above the current market, above 14 cents per kilowatt hour for a 12-month fixed plan in early 2026. If a bill is consistently below the range for the home size, the financial case for switching plans becomes weaker. Moving from 12 cents to 11 cents per kilowatt hour on 1,100 kilowatt hours saves $11 per month, or about $132 over a full year. That is a real number, but not a compelling reason to reprioritize over other household tasks. When switching providers make sense, switching electricity providers in Texas costs nothing and typically takes 14 days. There is no technician visit and no service interruption. The case for switching is strongest in three situations. First, when the current rate is above market, a fixed rate plan priced above 14 cents per kilowatt hour in 2026 is most likely priced above what competitive alternatives currently offer. Second, when a fixed rate contract is expiring, rolling to a month-to-month variable rate after a contract term ends creates exposure to price events, particularly in summer. PUCT billing complaint data shows that variable rate customers file the most complaints following summer heat events. Third, when a specialized plan structure fits the household's actual schedule, free nights plans can reduce effective rates substantially for households that can shift laundry, dishwasher cycles, and EV charging to off-peak hours, typically 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. When switching does not make sense. Not every household benefits from switching, and it is worth being direct about that. If the current contract carries an early termination fee, typically $100 to $200, and the potential monthly savings are $10 to $15, the payback period extends past the contract end date. Waiting for expiration is almost always the correct call. If a household is on a plan with usage tier bill credits, some plans credit bills for consumption above 1,000 or 2,000 kilowatt-hours monthly. Switching to a flat per kilowatt-hour plan without modeling the full annual cost can result in a higher effective rate, even when the advertised price per kilowatt-hour is lower. Finally, if a move is planned within 12 months, locking into a long-term fixed contract with an early termination fee will likely cost more overall than a shorter 6-month term or a no-contract plan, even at a slightly higher per kilowatt-hour rate. Reading the bill to find the real rate. The rate shown on Power2Choose reflects a specific usage scenario, usually 1,000 kilowatt-hours. The actual effective rate on any month's bill is total charges divided by total kilowatt-hours. A plan with a $9.95 monthly base charge and a 12-cent per kilowatt-hour energy charge carries an effective rate of about 13 cents per kilowatt hour at 900 kilowatt hours usage, not 12 cents. PUCT requires every rep to post an EFL for each plan. The EFL displays the all-in effective price at 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt hours. Comparing EFLs at the usage level closest to the household's actual average monthly consumption gives the most accurate apples-to-apples comparison across providers. For most Texas households, a 15-minute review of current fixed-rate offers on Power2Choose, compared against the effective rate on the current bill, is enough information to determine whether switching is worth pursuing.